Welcome to the Preservation Technology Podcast, the show that brings you the people and projects that are bringing innovation to preservation. I'm Kevin Ammons with the National Park Service's National Center for Preservation Technology and Training. Today we join Debbie Smith as she speaks with landscape architect David Drapesy and Jason Christensen, a maintenance worker at Voyageurs National Park. In this podcast, they will talk about increasing visitor accessibility while preserving the character of the historic landscape.
David and Jason, thank you for joining me today. David, could you tell me a little bit about Ellsworth Rock Gardens?
Ellsworth Rock Gardens is a historic district in Voyageurs National Park. It was the summer home of Jack and Elsa Ellsworth, and they spent a number of years here, decades, building these beautiful gardens of rock, and they laid up Lasher rock on the granite outcroppings and then planted flowers in them. And it was known as the showcase of Lake Cabotogama.
And how long did it take him to build the gardens?
I'm going by recall, but I'm thinking it's something like 20 years or more, some more possibly.
Do you know when he started to build them?
Oh, I know that he stopped in about 1966. He worked on these gardens between 1944 and 1966.
So why is there a need for this new trail? I know there's a number of trails here already.
Well, the real need, Debbie, is for universal accessibility. So people with maneuverability disabilities can access this equally as anyone who's mobile.
Yeah, I noticed when I came here, there was very steep steps at the current landing.
Yes, there is, and I counted those. There's 15 risers, so that would make it very difficult or impossible for some people to access.
And I'm really interested in this trail because it goes through an historic district and how this is going to blend in with that historic landscape.
Well, that's the beauty of this preservation treatment here, is it's a solid trail that could be wheelchair accessible, and the top surface is grass, just like the surrounding area, so it does not impair the visual quality of the historic resource.
So, Jason, can you tell me, I've seen some construction documents, plans, that David has done, and can you tell me about the layering in the lawn?
Yeah, sure. We flagged the trail where the trail was going to go, and we dug down 10 inches till we found a good solid soil to work off of. And then we brought in a sandy clay material that we packed in layers. After that, it gets a fabric and a geotextile material after that, which is basically the big foot for the trail, the foundation of the trail. And then it's the geogrid. They look like big cup holders. Mm-hmm. That's your final grade, and that's what the grass grows through when it's all said and done.
And I can see some of that grid coming through, and I understand it was seeded this year, is that correct?
Yep, it was seeded about a month and a half ago.
And it's amazing how much grass has already grown through.
Mm-hmm, coming up real nice.
Yeah. And also I see you've started in May, and when do you hope to complete the project?
Well, there's a new his and hers comfort station involved with the project, a big dock. With much more dock space that's involved with the project, and a switchback trail and access trail that's also in on it. So we hope to be done with the accessibility part of the project by this fall. And to complete the project, we're looking at probably midsummer to have the dock in and the comfort station built and everything wrapped up.
Jason, I noticed the difference in the trail. Around the comfort station, it's a crushed gravel. Can you tell me how that construction is different?
Yeah, it's a wood lined with 5x6 green treated timbers that we fill with a crusher fine, so it's a real good solid surface.
Does it compact down with time?
Yes, and we run compactors over it, so it's completely solid, and it sheds the water off of the trail also.
Is it something that you have to maintain by continually rolling over it, or just over time it will stay in place?
It stays in place really well. I mean, you might be looking at like a 10 to 15 years. You might possibly have to go back and put a little bit more gravel in it, but they maintain themselves pretty well.
Well, I understand that at I.W. Stevens, a historic site within Voyageurs National Park, there's a similar type of a trail that's been recently put in. It's also handicap accessible. David, could you tell me a little bit about that? I understand you also designed that site.
Yeah, I.W. Stevens is another day-use site, visitor day-use site, and it's handicap accessible on the main trails. There are some backcountry trails that are not accessible, but the main ones leading from the boat dock, including the boat dock and the lift, and all the way over to the picnic area. So the visitor gets an overview of how Mr. Stevens lived, from his home to his sauna and the lawns and the cabins.
And so these are two examples of where handicap accessible trails have been put in at Voyageurs. Do you know if there's more planned?
Yeah, and they recently, the Ash River Visitor Center, they made a nice handicap accessible picnic area there. And Rainy Lake City, Camp Marstead up on Rainy Lake, there's plenty more sites to come.
Very good. Well, thank you both for talking with me today.
It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's show. If you would like more information, check out our podcast show notes at www.ncptt.nps.gov. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.